One or two boss days or whatever, you know, stand up a little bit. Cut till 12, knock off, 12 o'clock, you knock them off. 1 o'clock, you go back to work again, wake your son off. Cut that kid. Yes. Yeah. Across the room.
Did your mom and daddy speak any other languages? Did they speak French or?
Well, on my father's side, my father he could talk any kind of language, but yeah. French, Creole, Cato, he could talk any kind, but yeah. But my grandmother, well, she was a pure Creole, she talked pure Creole.
Yeah.
But now my father, well, he would talk, my uncle and nephew would talk that Cato anything, but I had an uncle talk anything. Except for Chinese, he didn't talk that, but he talked any other kind. He talked any other kind of language.
Could you talk with your grandmother?
I talked sometimes. She said to me, hey, go find some man. Come here. I go there. She said, so and so and so. I said, I don't know what you see. I don't really learn how to talk. I don't really learn how to talk, you know. But she tried to show her, but I never could learn it. That Creole talk.
Yeah. Did you ever raise cotton here?
Yeah. Right over there, right there, right there, for right across the fence there, on the other side of the beach there, a little bit big cotton there. I pick cotton there.
Now tell me about the work you'd have to do with cotton.
Well, you got to go there and pick it. You put it on the, you got some little balls you're going to make of it. You take your hand there and put it on, put it in the sack. That's what you have to do. They have so much of it, you know. They have a whole stretch of cotton right there, all the way across there. Then they have some more. Somewhere else, where you used to go there and get it and pick it, put it in there, and after you get it in there, you take it and you carry it to the place where you stack it up, you know. Put it in a great big long bag, stack it up in there. After you stack it there, then they ship it. Why they got it sitting, I don't know why they sit it there, but it sits in a cotton mill, I don't know. But it sits there, and after it sits in a cotton mill, where they get the cotton over there, where they take the seeds, I don't know what the big seed is, take the seeds over there, then they bale it up, and they ship it somewhere else. I don't know why they ship it to different people out there.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way that went. But right over there, I had an ancestor, because she comes from New Road. That's way up to the, way up above Baton Rouge, that's over up there.
Yeah.
She looked like a white woman, you know, got a bald for a wife. Well, she cooked. My had an uncle, he was big cotton for the liver. Liver papa, not liver, because liver was just that boy, he was small, that daddy was red here. So she used to go pick cotton. So one day, my wife was leaving, I just said, cut too. I said, what you say, Ben Martin? She said, I want to go pick cotton today, I want to go help to a field or whatever, go help about my uncle. I want to help him pick some cotton. She got told her we used to pick cotton up there, and she was pure Creole. We used to pick cotton up there in New Road. I used to pick cotton. She said, put on a great big hat, man, a big old cotton, a big old wide rim hat. She put one on there, she dressed up, got all in white. I'm going to pick cotton today. I said, all right, go ahead, you're fine. So she went. She come back and she said, cut through. I said, what you say, Miss Matthew? She was a little granny lady because she granted some of them children I had there.
She did?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think it was Eunice, I'm sure. She granted for Eunice because she got. See, you got a big old boy, Cooper? I said, yeah. Yeah, one more big old fine boy. I said, all right. I said, thank you to you. She said, I said, what's your charge? She said, oh, about $6 or $7. That's what they should charge there. But the people now, look what you got to pay now. Oh, what the world is time, man, but you're the time down. $100, $300, $400 different. I said, my God. I said, I'm so glad I'm finished. Because I haven't had such kind of money to pay, you know. But the bigger player of money, I didn't get forced to pay. So, all right, so Tia said, she comes and said, Miss Gretchen, she's there.